Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here, buddy.
It is a great day, and happy Saturday to everyone. And I tell you, before we even get started, it seems like, over these last few weeks, all these fires, we just want to say, our hearts just go out to all these people.
Right.
And these fires, I mean, now I think it climbed to 511 homes in the Black Forest fire. And, down around South Fork now, it's just a terrible situation. And just even back behind your house there in Sedalia,
yes,
over there off Foxton Road, just tough. So, man, our thoughts and prayers are with all of the people affected by that, and we sure hope they can get control of that. Well, I tell you, our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and their little tagline is "Go East and Pay the Lease." And we're going to talk with Dan Johnson. Dan, good morning. Dan, you with us?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, man?
Guys, how are you?
We're doing good. I don't know if you were on hold there a few minutes. Are you catching this Aaron Hernandez story with the New England Patriots?
Unbelievable.
No, dude. It is. The guy signed a 5-year, $40 million contract last year. I mean, that.
I know. I had no idea he was that kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man.
What an athlete. 23 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And oh man, don't need any friends like him. That's for sure.
He is involved somehow.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Sounds like it.
Well, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet again. They're located out there off East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 225. And Dan has been a great friend of the show and a sponsor, and certainly want to thank him for that. And Dan, tell us a little bit about these 2014 Silverados.
Well, they keep rolling in. I keep getting more and more each week, and they're selling. We've sold, I think, 3 last week. It's a brand-new truck. The motor's new. The body's new. Everything's new. The electronics is new. Everything, brand-new truck. And it's. I drove one the other day. I went out to the auction, and, you know, I've been driving a 2013, and, boy, night and day. I mean, it handles better. It's quieter. Has more power, gets better gas mileage, just a better truck all the way around.
Right. And then if people are coming there looking for a good gas mileage car, what is your best model now for gas mileage?
Well, you know, my favorite car that Chevrolet makes is the Chevy Cruze, and they got some deals on them right now. We got a lease right now is, you know, nothing down, just sign and drive for $199 a month. And it gets 40 miles to the gallon. As you know, all the equipment, you know, power windows, power locks, air conditioning, keyless remote, you know, they don't short on content at all. I mean, that is a really, really nice car for not much money.
Now, how does that work on a lease with the miles and things? I mean, I know I could never do one. Yeah. But how does that work for the number of miles you can put on a lease?
Well, that's based on 12,000 miles a year. And if you drive more than that, that's not a problem. We just adjust, you know, what the car comes back at the end, the value of it at the end of the lease. You know, obviously, a car with more miles isn't worth as much as one with lesser miles. So, you know, you just adjust the payment a little bit, and it's not much. You know, you can go to 15,000 miles, probably $10 a month, something like that. So, you know, we can adjust it to however. If you drive 20,000 miles a year, no problem. If you drive 10,000 miles a year, the payment will go down. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's, and we'll explain everything.
Well, sure, sure.
You know, I mean, there's no demons in there that'll come out and bite you. You know, we tell everybody, you know, up front, here's the value at the end, and here's, you know, you can buy it at the end. You can trade it in. If there's some value there, you can drop it off and do something different.
Right.
You know, the options are all yours.
And, you know, man, before I met you, needless to say, I bought cars at other dealers. And, Red, I'm sure you've bought vehicles, and it's just like, it's a painful experience almost, you know, because guys are going back and forth and, you know, to maybe a manager, and they're high pressuring you and all that kind of things. And, And man, with Dan, there's just none of that. And it's just been a great experience. And, you know, your deal, I mean, like I say, if people are serious about, and I tell everybody this, if you're serious about looking for a car and you can go there and find a car, the quote transaction time is probably less than a half hour, you know.
We don't have a man behind the curtain here, you know.
Right.
You know, everybody runs to, and, you know, the secret guy that, you know, does all the penciling, but, you know, we're up front, you know, we show you the true value of your trades. We don't, you know, hide keys or play any of those old car games. You know, we depend on repeat and referral business, and that's, you know, if you don't have a good buying experience, you're not going to come back.
Well, that's true. And again, your body shop out there, and you've got a full service shop, and had a buddy of mine, Paul, that was in a pretty bad accident, and he got his car back from you last week and just came to me and told me, man, it looked great, and you guys did an awesome job. And, you know, it's about 10 grand worth of repairs, too, but he said it drives great and is doing good. So,
good.
So that was awesome to hear. Now, what do you got going on today? Any kind of, are you still looking for some pre-owned vehicles?
Well, I got that, and what I really need to do is General Motors has me on an objective program, and I need 22 more, doesn't matter whether it's cars, trucks, or whatever, new vehicles between now and next Saturday night. So, you know, I will be super aggressive.
Okay, all right. And again, Lynn Lyle is located at 14500 East Colfax. And check out their website, LynnLyle.com, and I think Lynn Lyle Chevy also works out there.
Yeah.
And, again, go in and tell Dan. Tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, and a great guy, and I promise you it'll be a fun experience for you, and that's the way car buying should be, because it is fun to buy a new car, and I just can't talk my wife quite into letting me get a new truck yet. You either, Red, right? Yeah.
Pretty soon, though.
But, Dan, thank you, and, again, thanks for being a friend of the show, and thanks for helping us out, and thanks for always taking care of us.
You bet.
All right.
See you guys later. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Dan.
That is Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And, you know, we want to just say a quick word to all of our sponsors and just say thank you. I mean, and we have some sponsors, you know, Ammo Can, Frontier Gallery, High Plains Safe Sales, that are things to do with the outdoors and, you know, kind of more themed our show. And then we've got other people that what I call just, hey, life happens. We've got attorneys. Of course, Kevin Flesh is a partner with us here on the show. And John Bozen with Irwin & Bozen. And several good attorneys. Colorado Legal Associates handles family law. And Tori with Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. And Tori's a great guy.
Handyman, he's a great guy.
Handyman Connection. So check out our website, and you'll find some very, very, very good sponsors there. And I tell you, we were waiting on a call from Dushan Cementa. And while we're waiting on his call, I will tell you just a little bit about an event that's going to be happening out at the Wildlife Experience. And a young lady by the name of Rachel is a friend of ours that actually got Red and I into that Cabela's event a few months ago. And I certainly want to thank her for that.
That was a great event.
And Gary Debus out there runs the Wildlife Experience. And if you've never been there, let me just say that first of all. If you've never been to the Wildlife Experience out there, it says Parker, but it's really right off of Lincoln and I-25 out south here, not the Lincoln downtown. But this is a beautiful facility, very, very nice, and just a great place to, you know, for a family event and just many, many things to see out there. But Dushan is going to be out there, and he is really a world-renowned photographer. Field & Stream contributing photographer. His work appears broadly in national and international publications by editorial and corporate clients such as Cabela's, Orvis, Orient Entertainment, L.L. Bean, Winchester, Remington, Outdoor Life, Sports Afield, Forbes Magazine, and many others. And I went out there day before yesterday and met Rachel out there and looked at the pieces, and it is an amazing display of photos that he's taken out there. And I'm not sure, and hopefully, again, he's going to call in here. I'm not sure if he is going to be selling those there or if it's just strictly a viewing type of event. But it is Wednesday, the 26th of June. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. And again, it's located at 10035 Peoria Street in Parker at the Wildlife Experience. You can call a number to pre-register for it. It's 720-488-3344. That's 720-488-3344. The price, if you're a museum member, it's $5. If you're a non-member, it's $8. And so a very, very good cost-effective way to spend an evening. And again, he has landscapes, wildlife, sportsman camaraderie, and last, let's see here, and last but not least, fly fishermen. And again, just beautiful photos. And call 720-488-3344 if you want more information. And boy, I hope he will call in here. Maybe we can get him on a little bit before the show. But one thing we did, and Red, you can talk about it, we taped some interviews in Africa, and we'll be playing those over the next few weeks. And again, we had just a great time, and it was an amazing experience, and I certainly want to put that word out there for Bushman's Quiver. And Stefan, the owner, Hunter Roop, is exclusive agent. He'll be coming back here finally. And he's been over there since last week of April. Man, if I was over there for 2.5 months, Red, I'd be in trouble. Man.
Yeah, you'd be broke for sure. You'd have to sell your house to pay for all the animals you killed.
No kidding, no kidding. Yeah. And but again, a great time. And we are going to have a booth right across from them at the International Sportsman's Expo in January. And so we hope that that will be a good thing where we can also meet some people and tell you again about our experience.
Now, you know, Scott, there, it's a great opportunity to extend your hunting experience by going to Africa because this is their fall and winter.
Right.
And, you know, so it's our downtime for hunting season, and there's not much hunting going around. You get to go out and shoot some. But if you want to extend your hunting, man, go this time of year to South Africa and kill some animals over there and extend your hunting season. Because our hunting season doesn't start until August 15th for pronghorn. That's 55 days from now. And then August 31st for deer and elk for archery. And 70 days from now. So that's a little time to wait. If you got hunting in your blood, check out South Africa.
It is amazing. And you just got your elk head back from our hunt with QRS Outdoors and Quentin Smith. And I hope to get Quentin on next week and just talk a little about all the seasons coming up with archery and muzzle loading and all the, see if what openings he may have. Not sure everything there. You got to draw a tag, but talk with Quentin Smith a little bit. And Red shot a nice, nice bull last year up in
Walden.
Really
good bull.
And got that hung up.
Very fortunate.
Then I got my deer head back from one I had shot and from Hunter T's Taxidermy, and Keith Kaufman did a great job for us there. Our number is 303-331-7116, 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we're going to come back and talk about campers. And so stay with us with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
The woman lets her know for sure.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600. The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience and have become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesh Law, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at IronForgeTrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Our call-in number is 303-331-7116. And we're here now. We have Rob Rowe with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers on the line. And Rob, how are you today?
I'm really good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Yeah, things are going good here. What's going on with the campers world?
Oh, we're going crazy. This is that time of year when everybody's out using their campers and having fun and hitting the hills and traveling. It's great.
Yeah, I don't know why we started this show on Saturday mornings.
I know, that was
we ought to really ought to be out camping right now in one of your campers.
That sounds like fun.
So tell us a little bit, Rob. Again, you've been on several times, but tell us kind of what you guys have been up to and maybe even about the latest camper you built.
Yeah, it's good to do that since they're all custom. We've just been building away as fast as we can this time of year. We have recently done a show out in Arizona. That one ended a while ago. That was fun. And Let's see. Yesterday, we put one on a nice Tundra. It had a lot of custom features, like a shower pan in the middle of the floor with a wraparound curtain so that we didn't have to dedicate space to a restroom and shower in it. Lots of space left over and still have a shower when you need it. It was custom fit with a front-to-back sleeper over the cab. And when he gets home, he's going to custom paint the whole thing with bed liner, the truck and camper. Oh, yeah. Wow. So it'll be extra.
That's getting popular nowadays.
Yeah, it is. It's really crazy. He's going to send us photos and stuff when it's done, but it sounds really cool.
And, you know, one thing I like about you guys, this has been a family deal for many years.
Yes, sir.
It has.
40 or so.
40 years. Wow. Okay, that's about half a Red's age, so yeah.
But, yeah, well, let's don't talk about that. Yeah.
Now, again, you can put these. What's probably the most unusual vehicle that you've been able to install a camper on?
Oh, we did a 1960-something Jeepster. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Nice, real classy-looking, kind of a little mini Rolls-Royce Jeep-looking deal.
Mm-hmm.
In the CJ5 with a full, furnace, stove, sink, water system, bed in there. That's a pretty neat little fit.
Yes, Rob, can you put air conditioning on these campers?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an available option on almost any unit, as long as it'll fit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do they operate off propane or off electric?
Well, your air conditioners always have to run off 110-volt power. But the ones we use are pretty low watt draw, so you can use a 2,000-watt mini portable generator with that. So that's a real small unit. You can use it out in the woods and desert or whatever.
Sure, yeah. And sometimes that makes it a lot more comfortable on really hot days to get in and cool down just a little bit.
Absolutely, but we do include on almost every unit a fantastic vent. So if you don't order the optional air conditioner, you've got this real powerful vent in the ceiling of the roof, and it draws air powerfully through all the windows and shoots the heat out the ceiling like an attic fan in a house.
You bet.
So. Mm.
And what can these start at? Let's say, I'm sure there's people that want more elaborate things, but man, let's say a guy, needs a couple of beds, a bathroom. I mean, what would you say from a basic model, and that may be hard to say since you're so custom, but what's kind of a basic model up to, I guess, whatever person wanted to spend?
Well, we have a really nice thing called a shell, and some people like it because they like to finish out the interior their own special way, or because they want to start out with a low entry level price tag so mm-hmm. that they can get into one and then build it up later. So the shell has a bed over the cab and a dinette seating area that turns into a second bed, and it has LED lighting on the ceiling. It has insulation in the pop-up section, a screen door, a front sliding window, curtains on all the windows, finished off floor and walls, and that one runs $13,995. Or actually, it went up. I'm sorry. It went up to $14,995 this year. We were underpriced for a while. So $14,995 is a shell, but that's something you can camp in and live in. So, and then we go all the way up to, we've done some that were over $40,000. If you got, custom countertops, wall finishings, bamboo cabinets, things like bigger refrigerators and showers, toilets, air conditioning. You can really pump it up high if you get a lot of extra stuff.
About how much, Rob, does a typical camper weigh?
About 1,000 pounds is a good mid-range on our campers.
Yeah, so they can fit on all kinds of, it doesn't have to be a one-ton vehicle.
No, all the way down to the 5-foot bed Tacomas and Frontiers and Ford Sport Tracks, and again, Jeeps and Broncos, Blazers. Yeah, does not have to be a big old truck at all.
Do y'all also provide the accessories for the tie down on the truck and those different kind of things?
Absolutely. Yeah, on pickups, we have a really neat tie down system called the internal ratchet strap tie downs. So we're utilizing the built-in tie points in your truck bed already that come with the truck and actually don't have to add any permanent hardware to your vehicle at all. So that's a really nice setup. Absolutely. And it's included.
You bet.
Now, you've got some models out there at your showroom there in Commerce City where people can come out and look and just kind of even discuss some things with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Since we're a small family business, we request that you make an appointment so we don't miss you. And right now we have one show camper, and then we have always units in process in different stages of the build. So it's fun to see, you know, how they start and where they go to along the way and see the quality that goes into every step of the production.
Yeah, I tell you, I may need to get one of those when we get all our taxidermy work back from Africa, because I may be living in it. My wife's going to kill me. Yeah. So, can you hang 9 mounts and a camper? Because that's what I may have to do. But Rob's number is 303-286-3921, and he has been very, very generous. And again, you got to realize these are, you know, you're not going to see anything like these when you go to your traditional camper type store. And he's given $1,000 off if you mention Sportsman of Colorado and you place an order with them. And again, it's Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, and phoenixpopup.com is the website. And, you know, is there anybody else even that does this in the country?
I'm not custom like this.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, I didn't
and
think so.
Maybe that's why we're pretty busy, which I should mention. If you placed an order today, the earliest I could have it ready is December. So if you're planning for next spring and summer or even next fall, you know, now's the time to get your order in, and you can be in the driver's seat of getting it when you need it. So.
All right. Do you have any shows in the Colorado area at all over the next few months, or?
Well, we actually just decided that we will take our Bronco out to a few of the local car shows. Haven't chosen which ones yet, but we will update that on the website when we select the ones it'll go to.
Okay. And what do you think really sets you apart? I mean, I guess the whole word custom really does that, but what do you think really sets your product apart from what somebody else may spend on a camper just off of a regular lot?
Well, the biggest differences are that we're the only camper design that has an aerodynamic front end on it. So it actually takes the wind at the front of the cab of the truck and catches it and sends it up and over the roof and the body, you know, like an aerodynamic car, you know, a sports car. Every other camper pop-up made that I know of is kind of opposite aerodynamics. It really kind of takes the wind off the highway and slams it into the cab and between the cab and cab over, causing a trap. And so they just slide through the air easier, and that makes a big difference on performance and, fuel economy.
Okay. Well, Rob, we want to thank you for being a sponsor of the show. And, I mean, we couldn't even do the show without you guys, so I just want to tell you thank you for that. Again, check out their website, phoenixpopup.com. And that's Rob Rowe with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, 303-286-3921. So, Rob, thanks. And, man, we'll get you guys back on again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good Saturday.
You too.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. And we'll be right back with more right after this.
John Stash Hour. Weekdays at 5.
As good a coach as Doc Rivers is, and he's good, it's not like he's the only guy who can coach a basketball team. It's different with players, with Chris Paul supposedly orchestrating the firing of Vinny Del Negro. If you're the Clippers, you had to do that. Chris Paul is more important to you than Vinny Del Negro. Other guys can coach. Other guys can't play point guard like Chris Paul can.
John Stashower on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes
Colorado
to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. I want to tell you about a new sponsor we have, Ferris Survival. They're located at 3366 South Broadway. And Bob Ferris is going to be joining us here in just a moment. And I'll tell you, this is a cool store. I've driven down Broadway over here in Inglewood, you know, many, many times, and always seen the sign there. Really didn't know what to expect when I walked in, but this is a very, very cool store. And Bob, very, very knowledgeable on the whole survival thing. And you know, we're not talking about just you know, man, end of the world times or whatever, and all these preppers and all the things that we see sometimes on TV. We're just talking about, you know, hey, some of these things happen, you know, fire, tornado, and just events like that. And so we'll tell you what, we're going to go to the phones, and we got Bob on the line. So, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And I've also got my partner, Red Merrill, with us. And,
how you doing, Bob?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
Great.
Well, again, Bob, you know, we met several months ago when I came in your store. And, man, you guys just have a lot of cool products there. And, again, you're located at 3366 South Broadway in Englewood. And their website is FSURV. That's FSURV.com. And you can go to their website there. But, man, tell us just a little bit about how you got into this business and, you know, how long you've been in business and what kind of products you do carry.
Well, we've been in business over 10 years. Let's see, we carry a lot of different products, water barrels, water filters, long-term storage food, which is Mountain House, and the number 10 can, which is the top-of-the-line survival food. We have a lot of different books on many different subjects. We're big Second Amendment people here, so kind of expect that when you come in the shop.
You're right.
We've got grains both in bags and in buckets, pre-packed, ready to go. Grain mills. We've got a pretty diverse group of products down here, but we're a full-blast survival store, and again, I've been here over 10 years, and you know, we're not the doomsday type of people. We're just more of a common sense type deal. We believe in you know, getting yourself prepared. We're a country of individual rights, and with individual rights comes individual responsibilities, and being able to take care of yourself is right at the top of the line here. So, you know, in 10 years of business, we've seen things come and go, emergencies with Fukushima and everything else that has gone on. So what most people do is they wait till the last minute, try to run out and whip out the old credit card and buy them a cup of instant survival. And really, it takes a little bit of time and effort. And if you spend the time and effort, you'll make a lot less mistakes than just running out there trying to buy something real quick. As you know how it is in any kind of disaster, you know, the stores are picked over, you know, the water's gone, and, you know, this is just kind of the standard stuff that happens in any kind of disaster. And after all the stuff we've seen from Katrina and Sandy and everything else, you think people would be a little bit more aware. But unfortunately, again, most of them will wait till the last minute, run out and try to buy everything. And there's only X amount of survival supplies or even supplies in a grocery store at any one time. So the idea is to do this stuff in advance, do it a little bit at a time, and do it within a decent budget, and not try to run out there and buy a bunch of stuff that you probably won't need. We're really not the more the, we're not really the gas mask type people. We're just more of common sense type stuff. We try to sell the highest quality stuff we can get, and I've been doing this a really long time, so I've made pretty much every mistake you can make doing this kind of stuff.
Right.
And it is fairly expensive when you make a bad mistake, especially buying food that you can't eat. Right. Most people are looking at squeezing a nickel, unfortunately, with their survival food, and we're big on practice. So if you're not going to practice with the stuff that you're getting, unfortunately, I think most people are going to be very unhappy when they actually sit down and have to try to eat some of the food supplies that they've been putting away.
Yeah, say, Bob, when people come into the store, what are they generally most worried about?
Oh, probably either the direction of the country or the economy. Unfortunately, with the news media being the way it is nowadays, they continue to tell us that the economy is doing better and all this stuff. Most of the people are actually seeing the opposite. The other day they released information on TV about 30% of the people think that the economy is getting better, and about 43% said that they're worse off this year than they were last year. Well, we're still on the downhill trend, and unfortunately, the economy is not a light switch. You don't flip it off and on. It takes years to put stuff into practice to bring it back up. So with the direction that the country's going right now, most people are worried about the economy and either inflation or hyperinflation. And, you know, if a 300% increase in the cost of your peas at the grocery store is not hyperinflation, that's regular inflation. So that's what most people are worried about. But we see a wide range of people's fears. But like when Fukushima happened, we sold out of everything in the store and nothing flat. And then, unfortunately, it takes months to refill the shop. But we had 10 or 12 people standing around inside here. Nobody would buy anything, but as soon as somebody reached for a candle, then everybody would crowd around to see what they're doing, because nobody wanted to be the last one to not buy some survival supplies. It was kind of weird.
Right. And then, why did you start, you know, Ferris Survival?
Well, we started getting into the preparedness stuff back in about the 80s. We were up hunting, and one of the guys brought a big square can of hard candies up and asked him where he got it. He said, well, they're emptying out all the shelters in the country, getting rid of all the surplus survival stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we asked him, well, are they just going to refill it? And he said, no, they're getting rid of all of it. Our country adopted something called mutually assured destruction. That means if one country launched their weapons, the other one would launch. There was no hope of mankind surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kind of took a different approach. We tried to get ourselves ready and to start putting stuff away, and that's why, like I say, we've learned all this stuff the hard way with putting food into buckets. There's a correct way to do it. We have really great Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers, where in the old days you just opened a bucket and poured stuff in it and sealed it up, and that was it. But we've learned quite a bit over time, and we're now able to put food away for longer times, keeping the nutritional value, and really with this stuff, it's surviving at the higher end of all this stuff. It's not just sticking your face in a bucket of beans, but with our Mountain House food, it just, you know, you are again surviving at the top of the line. We don't want people to wait till the last minute to try stuff out. So you can go to any one of the sporting stores and try some of the Mountain House food in the package. Try some first before you buy some, and we're big on this stuff. Don't buy a bunch of food unless it's something that you're actually going to be able to eat during a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And again, I've thrown so much stuff away over the years, and there's a big deal about rotating. You know, the Mountain House food has a 25-year plus shelf life on it. It's one of the few things that you can buy once, and it'll last almost as long as your mortgage on your house. So,
Hey, say, Bob, what are the basics? Where do people need to start when they come in?
Well, the basics are food, water, shelter, and protection. And we believe in just covering the four of them first, because we don't know what's going to happen. So you cover the four basics first. And we usually recommend that you start with water. Water's the easiest to start with, and everything will cost more money, take more time and more effort, but when you get it done, it's done, and you don't have to continue to go back and redo it. The government recommends 1 gallon of water per person per day for emergency survival water. Well, that's great. That's just your drinking water, especially in summertime. So we recommend an absolute minimum of 2 gallons of water per person per day. And we have the best water barrels and water storage chemical that we can get a hold of. So, you rinse all water barrels out, even the brand new ones. You always rinse them out first, place them correctly, put your water storage chemical in it, fill it up, tap it off, and tag the top of it with the date and the type of chemical you used, and you put that stuff away. Then you have water stored. And then outside of that, if you have a Berkey water filter, we're in Colorado, so you're generally not more than 1 hour away from some kind of water source. So storing some water and being able to refill your water, it's water taken care of, and that's the most important thing. You know, if you have 12 foot of snow outside, you still need to be able to drink water. And the idea with all this stuff is we don't know what's going to happen, so you try to cover as many bases as possible. But we really, really recommend starting with water.
Okay. Hey, Bob, we've got to take a break. And I tell you what, can you hold just a couple of minutes, do the break,
sure.
And when we come back, just a couple more questions for you. And we ran a little bit over on a deal, so today's going to be a little bit short. But I do want to ask you one or two more questions. So if you don't mind holding with us. Ferris Survival, 303-781-0343. 303-781-0343, 3366 South Broadway. Again, Ferris Survival. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
As Vin Scully said, everybody's involved. I think it's so cowardly when a pitcher throws at somebody's head. I understand if you're going to hit somebody, hit them in the back. If you throw at my head, I will track you down. There should have been warnings in that game, too. There are going to be some big fines with this one.
Dan Patrick. On Denver's Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services
Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9200 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we are visiting with Bob Ferris with Ferris Survival. And Bob, I want to ask you one question just real quick. You know, again, like you say, everybody's squeezing their nickels today. From an economy standpoint, I mean, if somebody wanted to come in and get those basics you talked about, food, water, shelter, protection, what would someone be looking at as just an initial investment there?
Well, you need to find out how many people, how many calories a day, but this stuff is relatively expensive. Just to put away a water barrel, a 55-gallon water barrel, runs $90. You need a pump, a wrench, water storage chemical, so you end up with about $165 or so, just roughly on a 55-gallon barrel. The water filters started around $233, I believe they are, and go up from there, depending on how many people you're taking care of. As far as the food goes, we have people that come in and buy huge orders at a time, and a lot of people that are doing it a single can at a time. The main thing is to keep up and to do it constantly. We had a guy that rode a bus from downtown Denver once a month and would come down here and buy one can of food a month, and he did that for 5 years.
Wow.
So he's actually pretty well prepared. But you can start at cans of food at roughly about $23, $25, somewhere in that area, and go on up. But, you know, most people will go out and spend $40, $50 on a nice beginner or way up from there, but they won't start doing just basic preparedness. And you can do this at any kind of income level, but because of the way the economy is going, we're starting, and the food prices that are going up right now, we're telling people, please get going and start doing something. You know, come up with a family plan, do something, but please, if you'll start doing some of this stuff a little bit at a time, it won't bite you so bad in case of an emergency. But there's so many people wait till the last minute. You just have to see the panic look on people's faces when anything goes on, and we hate that the worst of all.
Well, let Red and I know if they figure out a way to store Bluebell Millennium Crunch. That's our favorite ice cream. So, but Bob, hey, thanks, and again, you're going to be with us here several more shows, and we'll get into more specifics, but I wanted to just have you on today, kind of give people an introduction to your store and you, and again, go by there. He's open today, 3366 South Broadway, number's 303-781-0343, and tell Bob you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. So Bob, thank you.
Thank you much. We'll see you later, Scott.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Sarah. Sarah is on the line with us, and she is with also a sponsor of ours called Paintball Adventures. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good, and I have Red Merrill with me as well. And first of all, I want to thank you guys for being a sponsor. And Red, you know way more about this than me, so I'll let you handle this. Yeah.
Well, Sarah, tell us how y'all got started in the paintball.
Actually, my dad got started owning and operating a paintball field back in '86.
And how long have y'all been out at your current location there in Sedalia?
Believe since '99.
So you've been out there a good long time. Tell us a little bit about the field and the different settings that you've got out there.
There are different settings. We have a fort setting. We have actually seven different playing fields you can play on. We have referees that rotate our players throughout the seven different fields throughout the day, play different type of scenario games, capture the flag type games to reincarnation games. We have done it's multiple of games. Whatever, if we have a player out there that would like to throw an idea out there, hey, we would like to try this, we'll try it.
Oh, you bet. Well, tell me, when a guy comes out there, how much can they expect to spend if they really want to get into it?
If they want to get for a weekend to get into it, it's $20 for the field fee, $15 to rent all the equipment you would need to play. And then you'd have to purchase paint, which we are a field paint-only paint, and our cases start at $55 plus tax for 2,000 rounds, and then we have smaller increments of paint as well.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about the type of paint that you use. It's not like you'd go down and buy paint in a can at Home Depot or something, is it?
No, they're little gel caps. Actually, the first company to make a paintball was Tylenol.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and so
that's what you need after paintball, Tylenol.
Exactly. Yeah. They're biodegradable food grade paint.
Okay, so the fact that you're shooting paintball, it's not hurting the environment, it's not hurting anything else. It's biodegradable.
Yep, it's just like a gel cap. It would be like if they get wet and it turns to a jelly, and it's just protein, kind of like gelatin.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of gear does you mentioned that y'all have all the gear and the guns and stuff for rent there also, but what kind of gear does a person need to protect themselves when they're playing?
What they get from us is they will get their paintball marker, tank, and mask, and the hopper goes on top to hold the paint. To wear to come out is good loose-fit clothing, and in the hot weather, really jeans and a long-sleeve T-shirt is all you're going to need because you're running around and you get hot. And a good pair of shoes, because it is an outdoor, rougher terrain.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I have been by there and seen, on weekends especially, and seen many cars out there. How many people do you have on an average weekend, let's say, for today?
Today, well, probably about 120 players.
Uh-huh. And there's plenty of room to accommodate that number of people and even more,
plenty
isn't there?
Plenty of room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah, let's say you're like a Red and you have no friends. No, I'm kidding. He's like my best friend. But let's say a guy just wants to come out, you know, by himself, but you've got all these big crowds. Is that something that you know, two buddies can come out and do and fit in with a group, or is it
Absolutely.
Mainly groups that come out?
We have two separate. We have what we call our walk-on players. That's the general people that just pull in the parking lot at any given Friday, Saturday, or Sunday through the summer, and they just play in a big group.
Okay.
All right, we have our private groups, which get their own referee, and they are playing on separate fields away from people.
I see. Sarah, tell us where you're located and how to, just a little direction how to get there.
We're 7 miles south of C-470 on Santa Fe.
And then right off Airport Road, right?
You turn right off Airport Road, over two sets of railroad tracks, and you're first left on Reynolds Drive.
On Reynolds Drive, yeah. And then there's a big sign there called Paintball Adventures, and you turn down and go into the parking lot, and there's plenty of room to park, and some buildings there for where you can rent your equipment and get ready for everything.
And then our minimum age is 10.
Minimum age is 10. Okay.
Okay, and what are your starting hours?
We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the summer from 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5, okay.
And Monday through Thursday for private groups only.
Okay. So that would be, you know, this would be something probably pretty good for a corporate type of deal. I guess they would call it team building in today's terms. But
all the time,
yeah,
to it.
That'd probably be pretty cool for a corporate thing. You could shoot your boss, you know.
And one good thing, if somebody wants to come out and try it, the third weekend of every month,
okay,
is our 2-for-1 weekend, where your field fee is $10 instead of $20.
Oh, yeah, man. That's,
that's
good,
a great,
that's
deal. A deal. What's a phone number someone could call for more information?
303-762-6160.
Okay. And, Sarah, what do you see more, let's say, females, you know, want to come out? Is it mostly guys, or is it a good mix of male-female?
I have a large group of girls that are regulars that come out and play every weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
And I have one of my referees is also a female.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Well, Sarah, we want to thank you for being a sponsor. Thank Paintball Adventures for being one of our sponsors. And I hope you all have a great weekend, a good day. And thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Sarah. Have a good weekend. Again, we want to remind you about the Nature Nights, an evening with Dushan, and I think I'm saying this last name right, Samantha. We had some phone issues, and we were not able to get his call in today. But again, $8 if you're not a member at the Wildlife Experience, $5 if you are a member. You need to call. Let me find the number here on my notes. 720-488-3344, 720-488-3344 for pre-registration. And again, the Wildlife Experience, if you've never been there, and it was my first time, and man, I've seen it forever, and I live very close to there, but had never gone in, and it was an amazing place. Wouldn't you say, Red, the Wildlife Experience?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was tremendous. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility, and they've got the walk-through trail that you can go and see the different mounted animals and some settings that they would be in naturally. And I'm telling you, it was a tremendous experience. It's a great place to take your family or possibly even school groups, church groups for activities. Mm-hmm. It's a unique place.
Right. Again, Wednesday, June 26, 6:30 to 8:30. Nature Nights, an evening with Dushan Sambantana and at the Wildlife Experience. We want to thank you for joining us today. We want to thank all of our guests. And again, we want to just say a big shout out to all of our sponsors and tell them thank you. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert segment, a box there, and we'll have that segment each week when we get your question. And if we use your question on air, we'll give you a $25 Cabela gift card. Their opening, I just got an email from them the other day, is August 15th. And again, two stores, one out south, one up north, and I can't wait for them to open. Also, we have a bragging gallery. Send us your photos, and we'll be glad to post those on our website as well. If you want to hear about a certain topic, give us an email. You can email Red at Sportsman of Colorado or Scott at Sportsman of Colorado. And we want to hear from you, and we certainly want to get the type of experts on that you want to hear from. So again, thanks to all our sponsors. I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a great Saturday. And again, our thoughts and prayers to everyone involved in all the fires. And say thank you to all the firefighters out there as well for everything that they're doing. So join us next week for more Sportsman of Colorado. My name's Scott Watley and my partner, Red Merrill. Have a great weekend.